This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan and their fasting. From the common mistakes that Muslims make during the month of Ramadan is losing motivation after the first few days and wanting to wait for the last 10 days to do more and more good. Subhanallah, the month of Ramadan is not meant to be a month where we begin strong, fall asleep, and try to end strong. It's meant to be, as the Prophet ﷺ teaches us, about general things in our life and connection to Allah, that some of the smaller things that we do consistently over a long period of time is more beloved and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has a greater power in my life and your life than the one big thing that we do as a one-off. And therefore, kind of begin the month of Ramadan with a spirit, with an energy, and a strategic plan of fulfilling day-to-day objectives that arrive and cumulate and end the month of Ramadan on a crescendo, on a higher level of ibadah, rather than you have a elevated, upright status for the first 3 days, and what we see in the masajid after the fifth or sixth day, that there's a plummet in the numbers of people joining the jama'ah and in the enthusiasm that at times that we find. Now, of course, there will be the normal physical constraints that we have. It is normal after a couple of days of fasting that you become worn out. So part of the way that you and I can help ourselves in this common mistake is to make sure we are hydrated well and that we're not eating the excessive fatty foods and delicious sweets that we love that kind of keep us stuck down to our couch. You want to be light and you want to be mobile for the month of Ramadan and for your salah. You want to be well hydrated, and being a person who is light on their feet in their ibadah is going to carry you through as you move forward in the days of the month of Ramadan. Number three, I guess, an attachment to this as a word of advice, that to eliminate this common mistake is to surround ourselves with people who have this same objective. Try to set up a network with like-minded, beautiful, pious people who are going to motivate you to come to Taraweeh, that you carpool together, that you nominate who's going to drive 1 week and another person another week or another day, that you share the burden of motivating each other to that which is khair, insha'Allah.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. JazakAllah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.